Hello, Akoiso e Herrycast. Hello and welcome to Herrycast, our regular roundup of school and community news from BH3C Primary, with your presenters, Myla, Macaulay, Megan and Evan.
On this episode, we'll be finding out what has been going on in and around school and also out in the community over the past few weeks.
We've got a special location report from our school council, who attended an intergenerational event at the Whitman's Hall.
Also, some of our pupils have been taking part in cookery lessons with Jen from Cooking Together, where they learn how to prepare and chop ingredients, as well as making wraps, peaches and blueberry muffins.
As well as that, we'll have an update on our poppy appeal, we'll be looking at attendance for the week, and also be finding out what the weather has in store for us for the weekend ahead.
Okay, let's get on with the show.
The school council were recently invited to attend the Generational Learning Opportunity, or GLOW, event at the Workman's Hall.
Pupils took part in the range of Remembrance Day activities with some of the older members of our community. So let's hear from Maddie and Cleo with their location report.
They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
Hi, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Cleo from BH3C School Council. And today, we are at the Workman's Hall for an intergenerational learning event to commemorate Remembrance Day.
Pupils are taking part in a range of activities with other schools in the area, and it's also an opportunity for us to meet other members of our community.
We are now going to speak to Ben Price, who is a Senior Learning Officer from Big Pit National Coal Museum.
Hi Ben, and welcome to Herrycast.
Hi Maddie. Hi Cleo.
Firstly, can you explain what the intergenerational learning event is all about?
Yeah, so this is Group GLOW. We've been meeting for a couple of years now, and it's a chance to bring people together. And we bring people of all ages and backgrounds, from 9-month-olds to 99-year-olds. And it's a chance to share the same spaces, have conversations with one another, share the things that we love and the things that we like to do, and mainly so we can experience things together as well.
What does the word intergenerational mean?
So that's bringing together different generations. And like I said, that can be at any ages, really. And we can all find mutual things that we have in common, whether it's what we like to eat and drink. It can be how we celebrate things, how we celebrate birthdays and Christmases. It can be places we visited and things that we've done on our holidays. And we can talk about them, find the things that connect us. And I think that's the big thing. It's connecting people.
Why do we wear poppies on Remembrance Day?
So this goes back a really long time, actually. So the poppies, those little red flowers that we see on people's clothing this time of year, goes back over 100 years, because we use them to remember people that have fought and died in wars. And those little red flowers, those poppies, are what was growing on the battlefields in France and Flanders and Belgium during World War One. And now we use that as a symbol so every year we can come together and remember those people. Like I said, we've been doing it for 100 years. Since the 1920s, people have been wearing poppies. And the important part of it is the Royal British Legion, because they're the people who make those poppies and allow people to wear them so they can go door to door and sell them. And that money goes back into a charity that helps people as well.
How do people in the Royal British Legion help us remember?
Well, that's exactly it. So they do things like what we've experienced today. So we came here to the Workman's Hall in Blaenavon, and we each had an opportunity to write names on those crosses. And those names are people who have fought and died in wars that were from here in Blaenavon. So by doing that, we individually are remembering them. And then when we went outside to the cenotaph outside the Workman's Hall, and we planted them in the ground, that's part of that process of remembering. And without the Royal British Legion, we wouldn't have had the opportunity to do that in that way. And it is important that we remember these things for lots of reasons. People gave up their lives to help people in the generations that have come since. And here in Wales, we see hundreds of names in each of those villages and communities. At a big pit, we tell the stories and the histories of the coal mining communities here in Wales. And I found out just a few days ago that at the beginning of World War II, 25,000 coal miners joined up to fight in World War II. That's a lot of people across Wales.
Joseph Baker.
Bryn Cayford, Wiltshire.
Brinley Evans.
John Belli.
Why is it important for children and older people to meet in the community together?
I think it brings us all together. Because often we don't have the chance to share those spaces with each other today. Like, we're all busy, we have work and job, we have school, like you guys. But having groups like this gives us a chance, maybe not that often, but it does give us a chance to come together and talk to people. I think that's really, really important for us today.
What would you like us to remember about today?
I think it's that time that you've spent with your classmates and with the children from the other schools, with the people that came from the care home today, and the older people who came from the local community. It's us from Big Pit. It's the people that have come from the Royal British Legion. And today, this event brought all of those different people together, which probably wouldn't happen unless it was for something like this. And we talked to each other, didn't we? That was the best thing today. We had a chance to talk to people. And I think that's what we take away from this, is that we find connections with each other and get opportunities to chat and to talk and find things that we have in common.
Thank you, Ben, for speaking to us today.
Thank you both.
Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for being present with us here today on this special day as we remember the building of the cenotaph, the care that is given to the grounds in remembrance. And we remember those that fell on the 6th of June 1944 and throughout all of the wars. And we thank you for their service, that we might enjoy freedom.
Well, thank you for that fantastic report. Also, our recent Poppy Appeal was a huge success and our school raised an incredible £850.
All proceeds will be going to the Royal British Legion Poppy Appeal. So a big thank you to everyone who got involved.
As part of the prize for winning Torvine's Food Waste Warrior 2025 competition, we were lucky enough to take part in a day of healthy eating cookery sessions. Let's find out how it went.
Is it lunchtime yet?
As you stretch your dough, it should be like an elastic band. Your dough should stretch, but it doesn't want to be stretched, and it should shrink back. So if that happens, give yourself a pat on the back. You've done a really good dough.
Yeah. Oh,
you got it.
Yeah.
Can I bring it down? Hi, I'm Carter.
And I'm Isabella. We are here with Jen from Cooking Together, who has come into school today to teach some of our Key Stage 2 pupils how to cook.
We have also been preparing and making our own nutritious food and also learning how important it is to eat healthily.
Hi Jen, thank you for joining us today.
Hello, good afternoon.
Firstly, how long have you been teaching people to cook in schools and in the community?
I've been teaching cooking for about 27 years now and this is my own company for about 15 years.
Why is it important to eat healthy foods?
It's really important to eat healthy food to look after your body, to make sure you've got the right energy and the vitamins and minerals to keep you healthy and keep your strong immune system so you don't get ill.
What are your favourite healthy ingredients to cook with?
Well, I love lots of vegetables and fruit, and I like to get that in all my meals, whether I'm cooking or in schools or in the community or if I'm cooking at home. We've gone from a full tomato, so I've cut it into two. Who knows what that's called?
Half.
Perfect. Then I'm going to make that lovely bridge again, and I'm going to saw each half in half again. Come on, then.
Now is quarters.
Quarters, four pieces. Now, when I'm in the claw, if my doggy knife gets too close to my fingers, what is there to protect my fingers from the knife?
Your nail.
My nail. That's it. Sawing back and forth like this.
It's quite easy, but, like... Also, it did splat.
Millie, how many pieces did you do?
Lots.
How can we make vegetables taste nicer?
Well, it's finding the perfect recipe for you. And if you like that recipe, then you're going to eat loads of fruits and vegetables. So soups is a really good one. Salads, couscous salads, pasta. You can put it into bolognese. Maybe you like a Sunday lunch, so you can get loads of vegetables on in your Sunday lunch as well.
Can eating healthy help us feel better or do better in school?
Absolutely. If you have a good breakfast, good lunch, good dinner, you'll have lots of energy. You'll have all the nutrients so that you're wide awake, you're not tired, you're not sleepy, you're not feeling ill. You've got the energy and you've got the brain power to do really well in school and in your lessons. Right, you'll have all tried this sauce. So this is passata. It's tomato that's been squeezed, the seeds and the skin thrown away, and we're just left with the sauce. You'll have all had it on pasta, if not on pizzas before. The green stuff is the herbs again. So I'm gonna go with in, die, two nice big spoonfuls, and then I'm gonna use the back of the spoon and I'm gonna spread the sauce all over, okay, just like that.
What's the easiest healthy meal we can make at home?
Well, you've made some of them this afternoon, because how easy was that corn tikka wrap they made? Delicious. The fruity cheesecake pot we made in minutes. And that lovely healthy pizza, which we could pile loads of sort of vegetables on, was really simple. And you could make loads of those up, freeze them, and you've got them there ready for a snack whenever you want them.
What's the best part about teaching children how to cook?
Well, the best part is always seeing them eat. And I love it when they've made something, they're not sure about it, and then they start eating it and they think, this is delicious. Or, as you were saying this afternoon, that's banging.
Thank you, Jen, for joining us today.
You're welcome. I've really enjoyed it. And if you want to do more cooking, either what we've done today or other recipes, check out my website, www.cookingtogether.co.uk, and there's loads of fab recipes so you can all get cooking.
I enjoyed making the desserts. They were really satisfying. I really like when we poured them on because it was like all drizzling.
I liked the desserts as well because I think it was like yogurt on. We had a wrap and spread it all on, and it was satisfying.
I like making the wrap because all of the vegetables that we put in were satisfying, and they were all crunchy and soft and squishy.
I loved making the pizza and the wrap. I liked crunching up the cabbage. It was really satisfying.
I liked making everything, but my favourite one to make was definitely the wrap because I learned how to chop different types of fruits in a certain way.
My favourite bit was making the cheesecake because all the stuff on you looks very delicious.
I liked all of them, but my favourite was the wrap because I learned different cutting skills to make all the fruit, then we learned how to roll the wrap properly.
Put mine in the
I think
section.
This is enough cucumber.
Every Friday, as part of our celebration worship, we look at our attendance and schoolhouse figures for the previous week.
In foundation phase, Oscar's grave in reception, we're once again the winners of the attendance teddy with a score of 96%.
Well done to them, and in Key Stage 2, Keeper's Class in Year 6 had the highest attendance, also with 96%. Diane!
Our whole school attendance for the week was 94%.
Moving on to house points, we have Glass on 344 points, Koch with 317, Melin with 351, but the winners were Gwyd with 352 points. So very well done to them.
To finish off, the Waste Warrior winners were Nursery for Fantastic Recycling, Diane Paub.
Now let's take a look at the weather forecast for this weekend ahead.
On Friday afternoon, it will become unsettled with heavy, blustery rain slowly moving northwards, and it will be also very windy.
On Saturday, it will stay generally cloudy and windy, and a few patches of light rain in the morning and early afternoon. However, it will turn drier later in the day.
Sunday, it will be mostly cloudy and dry with some late brightness possible in the afternoon.
Looking ahead to next week, there should finally be some sunshine. However, it will remain cold and fairly windy, with top temperatures around 9 degrees. That's the weather.
Today was Children in Need Day, and everyone was able to wear whatever made them happy.
The school council ran a fantastic cake and biscuit sale, and lots of fun activities were happening around the school, including nursery, who had a pyjama party, and foundation phase, who did art and craft projects with a pudsy theme.
Thank you once again to everyone who sent in items, and we'll have an update on how much we've raised in the next episode of HairyCast.
Well, that's all for now. We hope you enjoyed listening to HairyCast here at BHVC Primary, and we'll be back with another episode soon.